Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he got fired and put out of the house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was married for 6 years to a man that I didn't even want to be with at first, but he pursued me heavily and I gave in. After he proposed to me, I waited 3 years to marry him, and I guess it was my intuition because I had second thoughts about getting married up until my wedding day. Looking back on things, the signs were there that he was a cheater, but we had sex 3 or 4 times a week, and I was naive enough to think that would satisfy him. Whenever he was in the bathroom, he locked the door, and he'd be in the shower a very long time. His phone was always in his hand or in his pocket, and he stopped wearing his ring and told me he didn't want to damage it at work. But I found out that he's a liar that lies about everything. Here's what happened. He works as a logistics supervisor for a delivery service, and he had a driver that didn't show up. So he had to cover the delivery route himself, and he was driving a company vehicle, and he stopped by a woman's home, and her husband came home and caught them having sex. They got into a fight in the front yard, and the lady called the cops. My husband had weed on him, so he got arrested. I didn't even know he smoked weed. He got fired for having the marijuana in a company vehicle. I went to the jail to bail him out, but I heard what had happened, so I left him there. He got out the next day, and all of his clothes and personal belongings were packed up in his car, and I put the car on the street. I told him to leave and never come back. When I saw him at a divorce mediation, he got so mad that he admitted to having several women on the side. How could he ruin my life like this? Will I ever be able to trust a man again? Please advise. Listen, let me tell you something. You should be thanking God right now that you got out of this mess and that God got you out of this mess. This marriage was a disaster from beginning to end. You said in the letter you didn't want him in the first place. You knew up until your wedding day that this was the wrong thing to do. And you're right, 3 to 4 times a week was putting in work. So please do not blame yourself. Don't blame yourself. Let's face it, your husband was stupid. I mean, you didn't know it at the time it was happening, but he did a lot of stupid stuff. I mean, what gave him the idea that he could do all this and never get caught and then get mad and tell you about it at the divorce mediation to what, make you feel even worse, you know? Well, he did finally get caught, and that was a good thing for you. I will say that again. It was like he wanted you to find out because he really got careless with the marijuana in the company vehicle, with being over this married woman's house. I mean, that was just crazy. It's going to take a little time. You ask if you'll ever be able to trust a man again. It'll take a little time, but I say go on, get out, you know, get back out there and date. If you allow yourself to open up when it comes to the right one and when the right one comes along, you can begin to trust again, but you need to trust yourself first. You said you had second thoughts, and that was an important sign that you missed. So please don't take your bad marriage baggage into your new relationship by complaining, you know, to all the men and comparing all the men to your lowdown husband. This time, you know, just be better at believing and acting on those warning signs, because they are there. Steve?
He got fired and put out the house. That ain't even what this letter about. This is the worst subject we've ever had. Because this ain't got nothing to do with him getting fired or put out the house. This letter is about something totally different. Ma'am, You was married for 6 years to a man that you didn't even want to be with at first.
Okay.
But he pursued you heavily and you gave in. After he proposed, you waited 3 years to marry him. I guess it was my intuition. Because I had second thoughts about getting married all the way up until my wedding day. Oh, my God. So your five alarm fire bells, alarm, which is your intuition, has been going off from day one. It went off the entire 3 years, and it continued to ring, ring, ring right up until your wedding day. And you ignored that? I told women a long time ago that intuition is real. See, God gives women intuition. And the reason he gives women intuition, unlike he gives it to men, is because it's women's device that he awarded them to help protect them from the hunter, which is us. So when we come with the hunting, with the bait, the games, the traps, and sometimes the lies, your bells and alarm clock that goes off is called your intuition. It goes off to alert you, danger, danger. Now, if you ignore that, then we have this letter. Look on back on things, the signs was there that he was a cheater. It was all there. We had sex 3-4 times a week. I was never enough to think that is satisfying. But when I was in the bathroom, he locked the door. He'd be in the shower a long time. His phone was always in his hand, his pocket. He stopped wearing his wedding ring. Told you he didn't want to damage it at work. Wow. Famous people don't have to wear wedding rings. Everybody know we married. Regular people, you got to put that damn ring on. You can't go nowhere talking about you ain't. Because you going to use that as the lie. When we come back, I'll continue this. This is not an enjoyable letter, though. I want you to know that. This is not an enjoyable letter for you that's
listening. All right, Steve.
I'm having a great time, though, reading it.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, he got fired and put out of the house. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, he got fired and put out of the house. A title, a subject you don't like.
Yeah, because it has nothing to do with the letter. This letter is about a woman who ignored her intuition. She was with this guy for 6 years, but the whole time he asked her to marry, she thought seconds. She thought about it over and over. She didn't like the idea. He pursued her heavily. For 3 years, he didn't marry her because she just had a feeling about it. Then asked you to marry. She had doubts about this marriage all the way up to the wedding day. Because intuition works as God's protective factor that he instilled in all women. It's called women's intuition. You all have it much, much sharper and better than men, and it protects you from the game, the traps, and sometimes the lies. You have to not ignore the intuition. But she said she always knew he was a cheater. The signs were there. They was having sex 3-4 times a week. Thought that was satisfying, but he go in the bathroom, locked the door, be in the shower a long time, phone in his hand, and didn't wear his ring at work, didn't want to damage it. Then she says, but I found out he lies about everything. Here's what happened. He works as a logistics supervisor. This is important. Because if you're a logistics supervisor, that means you should be good at logistics.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it symbolizes. Let me show you why he ain't got the job no more. Because in the letter it says he got fired and put out the house. And let me tell you why. Because he don't know nothing about no damn logistics. And so here's what happened. He works for a delivery service. A driver didn't show up, so he had to cover the delivery route himself. He was driving a company vehicle, and he stopped, here we go, by a woman's home, and her husband came home and caught them having sex. Where is the logistics in that?
Right,
dude.
Right.
I don't understand you going by another man's house.
Wow.
To have sex with his wife, man. Where your room? Where? Well, you got to get control of something. The logistics is off right here. Now the husband come in, and all hell break loose. So guess what? They got into a fight in the front yard, bro. First of all, you're not leaving that bed, though. Secondly, you're naked. It's hard to fight naked. I'm not giving you time to dress. Ain't none of this here.
Right.
But they fighting so hard in the front yard. I mean, y'all, they bugging so hard. This woman called the police. Let me tell you something. Do you know it take a police at least a few minutes?
Yeah.
Even in the best of neighborhoods, it's a 3 to 5 minute response time. I don't know where they're at, but let's just say they're in a great neighborhood. Response time is 3 to 5 minutes. 5 minutes of ass whooping? That's a long-ass fight, dog. Wow. They fighting so hard that the police come, and your husband had weed on him, so he got arrested. I didn't even know he smoked weed. What, do you have COVID? You can't smell?
Oh, goodness.
What is,
come on, I mean, would you stop?
You got to be having COVID. How the hell you can't tell somebody been smoking weed? I don't smoke weed, but I know what weed smell like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got fired for having the marijuana in a company vehicle. What? Where's the logistics in this? I went to the jail to bail him out, but I heard what had happened, so I left him there. So you went to jail to bail him. Baby, I got to get out. They found some weed in the car. But you got out there, so you got to ask the police, as you offer a bail, what is he being charged with? Disorderly conduct, fighting, domestic violence. What is domestic violence? Well, he was at a woman's house, and her husband came home, and they was fighting in the yard. Why was he fighting my husband? Well, because he came home early, and he was over there. My husband is a logistics supervisor. Mm-hmm. Where's the logistics in this? Well, that's because he ain't got no business as a damn supervisor. He got out the next day, and all his clothes and personal belongings were packed in his car, and I put the car on the street. I told him to leave and never come back. When I saw him at the divorce mediation, he got so mad that he admitted to having several women on the side. Where is the logistics in that? You already in here losing, dog. Now you coming in here to make sure you lose. How could he ruin my life like this? Your life isn't ruined. Your life has been saved.
Right. Thank you.
The breakup is often the blessing. Now, you're no longer married to a cheater. Will I ever be able to trust a man again? You won't be able to trust him again. But you can trust a man again. The man that walked in and his wife was having sex, will he be able to trust a woman again? I bet you he will. So after he got arrested and everything and all this here, man, he got fired from his job and all like that. It just... Please advise, lady, the breakup is the blessing. You can't trust him again, but you can. But this dude consistently makes stupid mistakes, and now you're away from him and you don't have to be a part of the stupid mistakes. It don't make no sense what he did. He's not a logical thinking person, so he's no longer the logistics supervisor. Right. And now you are free. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Go do you.
All right, hit us up on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You have no idea what it is. This is Carlos Miller.
Hey, this is David Allen Greer.
What up, though? It's your boy, Big Snoop Dogg.
You already know what time it is. Your boy, DC Young Flag.
This is Kirk Franklin.
Hey, this is Chaka Khan.
What's going on? This is your boy, Kevin Hart.
Bless up. It's DJ Khaled, and you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.